I've answered this question before. In fact, I just created a previous video about this, and it's a question of what is the biggest mistake you've made in your business? I've made so many, I could record an unlimited number of videos, but here's another one. Here's something to think about. All right, so in the beginning of my lawn care business, we did everything that the market did. So for instance, I looked around and my competitors were doing lawn care and landscape, and they were providing all of these different services, so I felt the need to have to do the same. So I felt the need to bill the way they bill. I felt the need to market the way they market. I felt the need to provide the same services they provided, and I wasn't really good at all those services. I really didn't know how to do everything. I priced the way they priced, but I didn't know my numbers. I didn't know how I should be pricing my business. I just copied them. And I see that. And I'm involved in other businesses and other industries, and every industry is the same. Every industry has problems and frustrations, and every industry copies what everybody else in the industry is doing. And it just, it doesn't yield and breed good ideas. And when I finally got past that mindset and I started doing my own thing and I started looking at ideas outside the industry, and don't get me wrong, this industry is fantastic. It has fantastic ideas and fantastic people in it. But we all get caught up in our worlds, and we all get caught up at looking at what each other's doing. And so many of us are in just this business and we're not in other industries. I've been very fortunate because I own businesses in completely different industries, and so I get to see other things that are going on. And I've also had the opportunity to do a tremendous amount of consulting and a tremendous amount of looking at other companies and building systems. So I get to see really good best practices in other industries, and I got to pull them into my business. And when I started doing that and quit paying attention to what all my competitors were doing, and I started doing what worked for me, and I started doing what other industries were doing successfully, I really started to see additional success, and it really eased a lot of the stress that I was feeling. It eased a lot of my frustrations. It made my business a better business. So that was one of the biggest mistakes I did. I entered the market and I copied what everybody else was doing in the lawn care business. I tried to do it too. As I said, I tried to provide all the services. When I cut back my service offering and just offered a few services that we were really good at, and once we got really good at them, then I added another service that worked really well. When I stepped back and really worked on door hangers, got that working, and then worked on postcards, and then worked on the web, that worked really well. When I quit copying what others were doing from a marketing standpoint, the way they were writing their copy, and I learned direct response, and I wrote good direct response marketing with a great headline, good copy, a good story, a good call to action, a deadline, and a compelling offer, then I started getting better results than the industry norm. It's just one thing after another like that. When I give you another example, when we quit charging our clients monthly to maintain their lawns and we started billing their credit card automatically after we performed the service, it solved so many problems I can't even begin to tell you. When we ripped the truck beds off our trucks and we had our own custom beds built to lock down our equipment that was perfectly constructed for each crew, and we quit pulling trailers in neighborhoods, another huge accomplishment. When I got out of the mindset that I needed to have an office, that I needed to buy an office and build an office, I needed to own land, and we looked for a better strategy, we found a better strategy. It saved us incredible amounts of money. There's example after example. When I realized that I didn't have to have all my staff work at the house, that I could employ part-time stay-at-home moms, when I could employ teachers to do a few things after school for a block of 2 or 3 hours a day, and when I could distribute a lot of jobs to a lot of different people and put them in charge, and I didn't have to have all those functions in a full-time in person or multiple full-time people in my office, solved a lot of problems. I can just go down the list. But breaking industry norms and not copying what everybody else is doing and thinking through it for yourself and saying, what would I do? What would be the best practice? And just doing it, testing it, and if it doesn't work, scrap it and try the next idea. That was when I really got free of some of the dumb things I did. And that solved some of the big mistakes I initially made.